to the July edition of the More Beer Monthly podcast. This month, we have two special events to talk about: an exciting giveaway, an introduction and interview with customer service manager Robin Wada, and of course, some new products to mention. First, if you haven't noticed already, More Beer has an all-new website up to make online shopping with us easier and better than ever. Search through our entire catalog with ease, add items to your shopping cart in multiple quantities, and of course, still experience the same secure and reliable online shopping experience that you've come to expect from More Beer. Check the homepage frequently to keep up on new featured items and specials that change all the time. Now, here are a few things to look forward to in July. The More Beer Knowledge Center classroom will be hosting a free class on wine yeast and nutrient Saturday, July 14th with More Wine's Tristan Johnson. If you're just getting started into wine or looking to get a head start, Tristan will tell you how to care for one of the most important ingredients. To sign up, simply email John Plisse at johnp@morebeer.com or call the Concord showroom at 800-600-0033. Next, on Saturday, July 21st, More Beer will be having the grand opening of its brand new showroom in Los Altos, California. Now you have a third location to choose from. Join us in Los Altos for free demos, discounts on selected items, and join the entire B3 team to celebrate our new store. Check morebeer.com or call the new showroom at 650-949-BREW for details and directions. Then, on Saturday, July 28th, our Concord showroom will be having a huge sale on every item on the showroom floor. If you're in town, come by and see us for the event and receive 15% off every item in the store. The discount applies to in-store purchases only, so you must come by to save big. While you're there, you'll be able to catch seminars in our classroom on how to build a kegerator, coffee roasting, and a special German beer tasting analysis. And finally, More Beer is proud to announce that in conjunction with White Labs Yeast Company, the Brewing Network, and the GABF, we're giving away a trip to this year's Great American Beer Festival in Denver. We'll pick up the tab for flight, hotel, and passes to all GABF sessions for one lucky customer. Every time you purchase a White Labs yeast vial from Beer, Beer, and More Beer between July 2nd and September 7th, you're automatically entered to win. Each vial purchased counts as one entry into the contest, so the more you buy, the more chances you have to win. Then, on September 9th, we'll have a live drawing on the Brewing Network's Sunday Session Beer Radio Show and make one lucky customer very happy. Tune in to thebrewingnetwork.com or visit morebeer.com for more details and official contest rules. Now, let's get to know another one of our team members, customer service manager Robin Wada. Here, Robin tells us about her role at More Beer and her homebrew career, too.
My name is Robin Wada. I am the customer service manager over at More Flavor. I started at More Flavor in 2004 as a picker, which basically means, you know, putting together orders and getting them shipped out for people. About 9 months after that, I was put into the office, and then just about a month after that, I was put into the customer service manager position. Basically, what that means is if someone has a problem or they just want to say thanks to everybody, that, you know, I'm the person they talk to. Mostly what it means is that I oversee the other customer service representatives there. You know, I train people there to get them into the role, get them comfortable with customer service stuff. When I started in customer service, there were three people. Now there are four. Basically, what we do there is answer the phones, help people out. We do a lot of brewing tech questions. Mostly it's answering the phones, though, and just getting orders through to people and helping them out with the website. When people call with brewing questions, you know, they're happy, you know, we're always happy to answer their questions for them, from the basic stuff to really technical, all grain, things like that. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on the fact that people can call up in the middle of their brew and get a real person to speak to and answer their questions. The most common question we get is if my yeast is going to be okay. It took 3 days to get here, the ice pack was warm, and our answer to that, actually I just spoke to a customer 2 weeks ago who accidentally pitched his yeast in 140 degree wort and it took off, which I was amazed at that. But, you know, the yeast is viable. It's, according to White Labs, you know, it's like 80% viable at like 130 degrees or something. So That's probably the most common question and answer. I think everybody's got that one down. Some of the difficulties are changes. When we make changes with the website, I think a lot of people get used to one site and we change it, no warning, and it just kind of hits them. And some people are angry about it. More people are happy about the change and see the good things in it. But that is a problem. Right now, we just changed the website, so that really sticks out in my head. Other problems can be with shipping. UPS damages maybe one out of 300 packages or so. And if that person gets that damaged package and they need to brew the next day, you know, they can't get mad about that. But I would say 9 out of 10 times we get it fixed for them in time and they're able to still brew that next day. One of the coolest customers I have is a guy who calls me all the time. He's really great. He got into homebrewing because he was in a car accident a couple years ago and is confined to a wheelchair now. And he can't work or anything, so he homebrews. His favorite kit is the oatmeal vanilla stout. I think he's probably brewed that 6 or 7 times in the last year. And I think he probably goes through it about as quickly as he can brew it. He just loves it. And he really sticks out in my mind because he's a great guy. He calls all the time just to talk. When I first started at More Beer, I didn't even know homebrewing existed, but I was a beer drinker. I wasn't really into Budweiser, but I've always loved Guinness and Newcastle. Definitely my favorite types of beer. I really like the darker beers. I like craft beer a lot. After I started, it probably took me a year or so to really get into homebrewing, and the reason I did was because I was in customer service and I realized that there were questions that I couldn't answer, and I really wanted to be able to help people and, you know, give them the best answer I could so that their beer could be the best that it could be. I like stouts and porters a lot. I just did a honey pail, which turned out really good. It's totally out of my style range. I usually don't do light beers, but I really liked the honey pail. It came out really tasty. The beer I brewed before the honey pail was a, what I like to call, poodle slapping porter. It's very tasty. basically, it was an extract brew. I think I used ultralight, and I can't really remember what hops and things were in it, but turned out really crisp and clean. It was really clear, and it was just real good. Probably 4 or 5% alcohol, something like that. Good session beer. It wasn't something you could drink, you know, 10 of, but you could definitely drink a couple of them and still be okay. I like brewing because it's a chance, you know, it's a hobby, true hobby. Some people collect stamps, some people make their own beer. It's fun to give it to your relatives and friends and say, look, I made this. This is better than anything you can pull out of 7-Eleven, Safeway, you know, anything like that. And it's just fun to show it off. I think that's the biggest thing. And of course, drinking your own beer and just the satisfaction of drinking it and having it be delicious and thinking that you made that. It's like making a cake. You know, if you can make a really good cake, it's always a happy thing. Not that I can, but my friends and family love it. My friends are real Budweiser people. They aren't so much into the dark beers or, you know, anything really microbrewed, anything like that, but they taste my beer. They like it, which is pretty surprising to me because they're pretty much Budweiser people. My family, on the other hand, loves it. My dad loves Dos Equis, and he just loves my beer. He can't get enough of it. I try to bring growlers over there as much as I can. I like working at More Beer because I love the people there. I think that's really what it comes down to. I love waking up in the morning and just seeing those people. Everyone there is super happy to be there. We're all really into the job, and we just have passion for the business, and it's great to work with people who feel the same way that you do about things. Also, the fact that I get to talk about beer all day is a pretty great thing.
Now it's time to let you in on our featured items and discounts this month at More Beer. Our featured item for July is More Beer's Kegging Starter Setup. If you're tired of bottling or just love the idea of draft beer at home, this one's for you. The package includes one used 5-gallon rebuilt Cornelius keg with gaskets replaced, draft beer line assembly with handheld style faucet, a brand new aluminum 5-pound CO2 tank, gas line assembly, and a dual gauge regulator with check valve. All you need is a kegerator or fridge to fit, and you'll be pouring beer on draft in no time. And if you purchase this month, enter coupon code KEG400 and we'll give you $10 off. That's KEG400 and $10 off our kegging starter setup. Next, we've got a great discount on the most stylish growler on the market. The ancient-looking and German-styled 2-liter swing-top growler is the coolest way to transport beer to friends. Brown glass keeps your beer safe from light, and the cool-looking metal handle makes it easy to carry. Search for product GL520 and enter coupon code GROWLER and receive $5 off if you purchase in July. Finally, if you ever wanted to start roasting your own coffee at home, we've got a great deal for you on a professional-quality roaster. The Hearthware iRoast Home Coffee Roaster can roast roast up to 5.3 ounces of coffee on custom roast profiles. Or you can just select one of the preset roast options, press start, and walk away. You get flexibility and professional control in one affordable unit. Search product number COF129 on morecoffee.com and enter coupon code ROASTER to receive $20 off if you purchase in July. Now, before we go, here's this month's quick brew tip from More Beer owner partner, Chris Graham.
If you are doing partial boils, here's a great tip to making better beer. When adding your extract, only add 50% of the extract at the beginning of the boil. Then add the last 50% at the last 15 minutes of the boil. This will lower your sugar to water ratio when doing a partial boil, giving you less caramelization and better hop utilization. Make sure that last 50% boils for the entire last 15 minutes to ensure that it's sanitized.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the More Beer Monthly podcast. Thanks for listening, and tune in next month for more deals and featured items and to meet the new Concord Showroom Assistant, Jesse Warren. We'll see you in August. The More Beer Monthly podcast is a production of the Brewing Network. For more information or to hear additional beer audio, visit thebrewingnetwork.com.